Blackstone Audio presents Lions, a novel by Bonnie Nadsom. This book is read by Robert Fass. For my father, Jeffrey Thomas Nadsom, and for all the good men who do good work. If you've ever really loved anyone, you know there's a ghost in everything. Once you see it everywhere. It looks out at you from the stillness of a rail-backed chair, from the old 1952 Massey Harris Pony tractor out front, its once shining red metal now a rust-splotched pink, headlights broken off, no eyes. Picture high plains in late spring. Green rows of winter wheat combed across the flat, wide-open ground. The derelict sugar beet factory, its thousands of red bricks fenced in by chain link clotted with Russian thistle. Farther down the two-lane highway, the moon rising like an egg over the hollow grain elevator, rusted at its seams. To the north and west, the sparsely populated town. Golden rectangles of a few lit windows floating above the plain. They called it Lions, a name meant to stand in for disappointment with the wild invention and unreasonable hope by which it had been first imagined, then sought and spuriously claimed. There were never any lions. In fact, there is nothing more to the place now than a hard rind of shimmering dirt and grass. The wind scours it constantly, scrubbing the sage and sweeping out all the deserted buildings and weathered homes, clearing out those that aren't already bare, flat as hell's basement and empty as the boundless sky above it. The horizon makes as clean and slight a curve as if lathed by a master craftsman. Nothing is hidden. And yet, it's said that in naming the place after a dream from which they refused to awaken, the people of Lyons put a curse upon themselves as much as on the town itself, one that finally ripened the summer a man and his dog came walking into town along the bar ditch from God knew where, his dark clothes blowing like robes in the wind. He must have been from up north, people said. Circled around on foot over the buttes, then hit the highway and came in as if he were from the east. Didn't want anyone to know where he was.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?